So how long have you been there?
I've been here since June 2nd.
And?
It's been a pretty hectic time for us. We've had a lot of changeover in terms of staffing and getting ourselves up and running here. We've made a strong effort this summer to borrow from my Columbus playbook a lot of the things that I learned from Doug, whether that was our community festival summer tour or taking our team out into the public for an exhibition game a couple weeks ago against the Marlies in Brantford. So there's been a lot of work that's been pulled together in a short period of time to get ready for Friday's home opener against the Toronto Marlies.
So, Steve, you know, when you go back to the beginning of June, do you factor in or anticipate an NHL shutdown and try to capitalize between then and now? Or is it, you know, is it business as usual, or did you see an opportunity as early as June?
Nick, for us, it's been business as usual. We've recognized that we've got to become an integral part of the Hamilton community and the surrounding area. There's approximately 1.9 million people that live within an hour radius, and we had to find the most efficient means of getting the attention of the people in the area.
And what is that?
So we've gone a significant grassroots campaign this year called Get in the Game, and we've adjusted our ticket pricing to have tiered prices for the first time in the history of the franchise. This is our 17th season here in Hamilton, but we've priced ourselves as low as a $17 ticket, which is comparable to Major Junior, and our top ticket price tops out at $26. So we've tried to find different ways for families to get into the game here. We recognize that they have two constraints, one being a financial constraint and two being a time constraint. If we can address the financial constraint, hopefully they can make time in their schedule to come and enjoy a Bulldogs game.
Now, the fact that the NHL is shut down, it improves the caliber. And I guess the caliber of the Marlies is better. The Bulldogs should be better. Does that excite the fans any, or do they pay any attention to that, Steve?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. You're spot on there. We've got a lot of guys that spent time in Montreal last year, like Louis LeBlanc, Blake Jeffrion, Aaron Paluschai, or other guys like Zach Stortini or other pros, Daryl Boyce, that spent time in the National Hockey League. So definitely improves the overall quality of the game. Having seen the Marlies play a couple times, they've got a pretty good lineup, whether it's Ben Scrivens or even Paul Ranger on defense, Joe Colburn, guys like that. The overall play in the league is up, and really it's a chance for us as a league this is our chance to be on Broadway. And the spotlight is that much brighter, and we've got to seize the moment that's in front of us, because we know that it's a special opportunity to get fans that may not normally look at our product to come and experience.
But that's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, you can't sink your teeth too much into it in case the work stoppage ends and then some of those guys are gone.
No, get them hooked like you do on the end segments for the next segment. You know, you got to get the hook out there. But how many people are you expecting for your home opener?
Our goal is to fill the lower bowl with 8,500 people. We're tracking well to that right now. That's the commitment that I've given to our owner, Michael Andlauer.
Ooh, be careful of those commitments.
I know. But I feel that for the home opener against our biggest rival, that should be something that's attainable for us as a business. And I've challenged my ticketing team to go out there and make that happen.
Well, it's interesting, the caliber, and you're coming in against your biggest rival, as you said. The Marlies are coming off a trouncing, 0-for-12 power play. The best coach in hockey right now. So it's going to be quite a battle. Tell us a little bit about your new coach, Sylvain Lefebvre. I mean, a longtime NHLer. First chance to be a head coach, I guess. Tell us a little bit about him.
So Sly came on board shortly after I started in June, and he spent the last several years working with the Avalanche as an assistant coach, and prior to that he spent some time in Lake Erie. So he's familiar with our league and familiar from a development standpoint of what is needed in terms of ice time. Saturday night, for example, in Grand Rapids, he wasn't shy to use the young first-year pros. We've got 8 first-year pros in our lineup, Doug. So he recognizes the development opportunity and to put them into key situations. So we went to the shootout against Grand Rapids, and Michael Bornival scored the game-winning goal. So, you know, that he recognizes that development is key to this league. A lot of the things that that Sly has done are trying to mirror what you're going to see as well in Montreal this year. We've added to our coaching staff in terms of an additional assistant. Ron Wilson is back from last year's staff, but we've also added Donald Dufresne. And then Vincent Riendo is our goaltending consultant. So we've really taken a step forward in terms of our approach to development. And as an organization, the Canadians have added people like Patrice Brisebois and Martin Lapointe to make sure that the players are progressing as they need to reach their goal of playing in the National Hockey League.